Down with you live in studio this morning for Sports Friday. Joining us now in studio is Alan Simpson, mostly known for his swinging cornhole form. What are you, like the back-to-back cornhole champ? Is that where you're at right now?
Well, it's interesting because I actually played some tournaments outside of Star Valley, and it looked like I was throwing left-handed and blindfolded next to those guys. So I was like, you know what, maybe I should just stick to the local tournaments where, I've won a couple, but... Yeah, outside of Wyoming, I'm a nobody.
So the shirt you wear is Star Valley Cornhole Champion.
Exactly, yeah.
Not international
cornhole champion. In like very small fine print. Yeah.
Well, Alan, we appreciate you stepping in studio. You've been helping the town of Afton with their rec youth programs over the last couple of years. And flag football is coming up for the town of Afton Rec League. Some pretty exciting news that's new this year. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so we've always had flag football here in the fall. And this year we wanted to take it a step further. So we got in touch with the NFL flag football, and we submitted an application to have it come here to Star Valley. And one of the stipulations was, well, there can't be a league within X amount of miles. And I was like, we don't have any towns within 50 miles, so this should be a pretty smooth process. But we recently got approved to have NFL flag football here in Star Valley, so it's going to be pretty cool. With that, the kids will get an official like flag football jersey, which will actually have an official NFL team. The town, we get to pick what the teams are, and those jerseys will be reversible, so that's going to be pretty cool for the kids. And then also they get their own flags with that, so it's going to be a step up, and with it they come with new rules and things that kind of make the flag football game a little more exciting. So we're pretty excited to be partnering with them.
This has been quite a push nationally. Flag, obviously, you know, it's always been around, but I mean, when you get basically a sports juggernaut like the NFL saying, you know, and you see these national commercials for flag football and youth leagues and things like that, what's the initial interest been, obviously, from your side, Alan, in terms of number of kids? And I would imagine there's some excitement.
Yeah. So I've talked to a lot of kids, and they're most excited about the jerseys, right? So they're going to get these jerseys that will make them look more like the NFL players, and so... that's going to be cool. But I think one of the big things that kind of started this push around the nation was it's going to be an Olympic sport for the 2028 games. And so that's kind of got kids excited, and it's going to make a bigger national stage. But the kids and the enrollment has definitely been up since we announced that, so that's been pretty cool.
It's awesome. So along with the jersey, it actually may even offer expanded options for those who maybe wouldn't have been able to play, specifically girls in the older ages, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we want to expand it this year to girls 7th grade through seniors, right? So you got your 13 to 17-year-old girls that really haven't had a chance to play football. This will give them their opportunity. And so around the nation, girls flag football is really starting to take off. So I think there's 17 sanctioned states that have girls flag football as a varsity sport, and there's 17 other states that have it as a pilot program. So it's really starting to take off around the nation, and I think it'd be a huge thing for girls here. So we're going to put the games, we're going to put them at 7 o'clock on Wednesday nights. We'll play all through October, so October 1st through October 29th. And we're putting those games later so that if girls are doing other activities for their school, they can also come and participate in this as well. And just from the beginning, I've had a lot of excitement from girls that that want to come and play. But the big thing is we need numbers, right? Because if I only have 5 girls sign up, then we're not going to be able to put on the league. But if we can get anywhere up to 20 girls, 20 or more, we can have a lot of fun with this.
Well, you lead right into what I was going to ask. So if people are out there hearing this and listening, and people perking up their ears and saying, hey, we want to be part of this, my kid wants to be part of this, how do they sign up, Alan, and how do they go about that?
Yeah, so you can sign up through the town's website. So we're partnering with NFL Flag, but all of the registration is through our regular site. Our website is aftonwyoming.sportssites.com, and that will lead you to the registration spot. If you can't remember that long one, if you just go to the town of Afton's website and go to departments and click on recreation sports, that'll lead you to the registration as well. I've got flyers up in the high school and the middle school. But yeah, if you're listening to this and you're like, man, I can sling the pigskin around, you know, probably better than a lot of boys in my class. Like, we encourage you to register and grab your friends and register and come have some fun with us this fall.
Alan Simpson in studio, and Afton Youth Flag Football, now an official NFL Flag Football League. Alan, give us the registration deadlines and fees associated, any other details like that?
Yeah, so the deadline will be September 19th, the end of day, so that's next Friday. And in the past, we've had some wiggle room that we can get some kids in a week later or whatever. But because we're going through NFL Flag, we have a bit of a harder deadline so that we can get the jerseys and the flags ordered. So that is going to be next Friday, September 19th, is when all your registration will need to be in. The registration is $50 for the season, and we'll play 5 or 6 games within that season. It costs us about $30 just to get the jerseys and the flags, and then we have some insurance and some registration fees that we pay on our end. So it's a little bit more expensive to go through them, but the amount of structure and guidelines and things that they give us is just going to make the season 10 times better.
Now, here's the big question that every 10-year-old boy or girl out there that's an NFL football fan listening: what jersey do I get, right? Because they all have their favorite NFL team. How does that work? Do the teams just pick who they want?
So we have the ability to choose any of the NFL teams. And so on the registration, I put, like, tell me what your favorite team is. And if you had a guess, what do you think that'd be around this area?
Well, we are in Intermountain West. I would imagine there'd be a lot of Broncos fans, but kids are bandwagon fans too. So I'm saying Chiefs or Eagles.
Oh, those are both good guesses, but go Bills.
Come
on.
What happened to my why did we just do that?
My faith in humanity has been restored.
So why it's did about we not say the Bills? Right now it's about 6-1 Bills to other teams. And so the jerseys are reversible, so we could just have a unanimous Bills league, or we might just be like, well, maybe you should expand your palette and be the Jaguars. And so we'll just pick some teams that'll be at random. And but I remember as a kid, like, you would play the Little League baseball, and then you were the Braves, and then all of a sudden you're a Braves fan because you have a Braves jersey. And so I think there's going to be some of that where kids may not get their favorite team, but they'll start to see other teams in a new light because they'll have their jersey, and it'll be fun for them.
Alan Simpson this morning, and again, the Town of Afton Youth Flag Football League becoming an official NFL league. Alan, if you could summarize all this and just put in one nice little nugget for those just tuning in, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to play, it's going to be 5-on-5. It's going to be a fast-paced game. And then it gives you a part to be a part of a team with that official NFL logo on your chest. And it's going to be awesome. So I'm going to give you that website one more time. If you want to register, it's aftonwyoming.sportssites.com. And yeah, we'd love to put a girls flag football league in as well. So tell your friends and get registered, and let's play football this fall.
Love it. Alan Simpson this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning live on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur.
Need a checking account, a home loan, business banking? Hi, I'm Therese